on East Coast FM.
We love a good home hack here on Freshly Squeezed. Here's a couple for you. When travelling, you use a bar of scented soap in with your laundry compartment to keep everything smelling nice and fresh.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got some batteries and you're wondering whether they're past their sell-by, you mean you usually know about an egg. You put it in water. If it floats to the top, it is. Bounce batteries to see if they're any good. Bounce from about 6 inches. If they give one good bounce, they're good. If they start bouncing all over the shop, they're not.
Oh, okay.
I like this one as well. If you have a drink and you need to chill it in a hurry, quite often you might have someone over for a little bit of white wine. You don't have any cold. It might be on the shelf or whatever. You take it in, wrap it in some wet paper towel, put it in the freezer, and within 10 minutes, it's ice cold.
Would you not just put it in the freezer without the paper towel?
No, it doesn't chill as quick.
Right.
If you wrap it in wet paper towel and put it in the freezer, it chills twice as quick.
Oh,
basically.
Of course it would, yeah, because the towel itself would freeze.
But I tested this. This works. This is really good. This interests me a lot. Not just for wine, of course. I mean, whatever other drink you might put in the freezer.
Yeah, or you could freeze grapes.
Freeze grapes.
Use them as ice cubes. Yeah, and the nice little thing to chew on when you get to the end of that.
That's a good one as well. If ever I remember to put the grapes in the freezer, that's my problem. I've read that hack loads of times and thought, that's amazing, but I've never remembered to do it, to buy grapes to put in the freezer. Pancake mix. Pancake Tuesday's coming up, isn't it?
Shrove Tuesday, soon.
This is a good one. You know the big squeezy ketchup bottles? When you're finished one of those, wash it out, put your pancake mix in there so you can squeeze it in the perfect circle into the pan.
That's a great idea.
It's a brilliant one.
The girls love pancakes.
Yes.
So I'll have it in the fridge. I'll be the man there making the pancakes on that day. Why is it that the first one's always just going in the bin?
I don't know, but it's a sacrificial pancake. It's a bit like the first barbecue of the summer. It's the sacrificial barbecue.
Talking of which, sacrificial pancake on Shrove Tuesday.
Yeah. Talking of which, barbecues, Doritos, great for kindling, right? Brilliant. Oil in them, they go straight up. So anything, if you're talking barbecues or even if you don't have a normal barbecue and you're not looking to get a flame going, or you just have a campfire.
Yeah.
Also, you know, muffin tins, either the plastic ones or the rubber ones rather, or the other ones, used to serve condiments for a barbecue. I saw a picture of this, like, so there's mustard in one, ketchup in another, there's some gherkins in another, little bit of chopped onion in all the muffin tray. I thought that's a brilliant idea because they're easily washable as well, particularly if it's the rubber ones. If you want to identify your keys in your house, you could put a little bit of painted nail varnish on the top so you know straight away by looking at it, okay, that's the red one, that's my front door key.
Great idea.
Instead of using about 15 keys in one. And I'd say you'll like this one. You like Nutella, don't you?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Okay, well, look, your kids probably like it. You know the way at the end of the Nutella jar, there's Nutella left? Throw a scoop of ice cream in there.
Oh, my dog's ever. Why didn't I think of that before?
You see?
I get the spatula out.
And of course you do, yeah.
I'm just going to scrape all the ends of it off the bottom of it.
Yeah.
I've one for you as well. If you've got teenage kids, I suppose this is predominantly teenage boys, smelly runners are a major issue. Smelly runners are just
horrific. Football boots particularly stink.
Well, here's the hack, Laura.
Go on. Tea bags. Yeah, sure. We've spoken about this before.
Have you done it though? I was convinced that
there might have been an issue with Glenn having used the tea bags that I'd had in the runners because they'd gone missing.
Oh.
And then I was like, have one of the kids taken them out and put them back in the box? And I was like, oh God. Then I found them down the back. I can't even tell you. For a few seconds, I was like, Glenn's after making himself a cup of tea with the smelly bootrunner tea bags.
So you weren't having a cup of berries, you're having a cup of ruddies.
But you'd never admit to it anyway, would you?
Honest to God, apparently it works. I've never tried this, but tea bags, unused, obviously, tea bags in your runners, leave them there overnight. And apparently that sweaty, horrible smell will be gone.
Yeah, put this to the test, someone, and let me know, will you? Because it didn't really work on me, but maybe that was because the boots were so stinky that it would have taken. I ended up buying that neutralizer smell, the spray, and leaving it with the runners. You know the one that you spray in the shoes to neutralize? But that didn't seem to work. There's no solution.
I mean, they end up outdoors. No, they're that bad, they end up out the back. Throw them out the back.
Yeah.
And gear bags as well. Apparently the same rule applies. You throw a few tea bags in your gear bags. from your gym bag, essentially.
Tissue packs in your gearbox.
Yeah.
Oh, here, this is too confusing for anyone that's just tuned in. We're talking home hacks. If you've got any more for us, 087-77-11-103.
Tea bags, lads. It's all about the tea.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM. Online, on your side, more music, variety. This is the East Coast FM.